I mean, if you have a football helmet on, that makes it hotter.
Don't give Drex ideas.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Oh shit.
Look, the foot butt stuff rumors will persist.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put an end to that right now.
Is it just don't give him any ideas. That's all. But yeah, no, I do wear, I at least wear like, I probably normally wear like a men's large, like even like around, but it's like larger shirts.
Well, these are like promo shirts that are mass printed too. So they're usually.
Well, that's fine. Yes. I just like larger shirts in general. So like, that's why I'm like, I usually go for like a men's large, but like a men's XL, I'll go. That way Drex would always borrow it if he ever like came without enough clothes.
Hey, phrasing.
Look, she steals my clothes. So
you're not stolen anything.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything.
Am I going to have to censor this entire episode? Let me hit the intro and then you two can get at it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 49 of the MGTOWN Podcast, your only weekly source for the show with relationships more complicated than a triangled three-way in a Young and Restless episode.
You.
As usual, I'm producer Tim, and joining me is the mayor of MGTOWN. Say hi, Drex.
Hello.
Also joining us, a frequent visitor into the studio, the virtual studio, NCAA Cat. Say hi.
Hi there.
How you been, Kat?
I've been good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, Drex, did you end up hurting your back again?
No, I hurt my hip when I came back. My back was actually pretty good, I think, the whole time. No back injuries.
It's amazing. Like, my couch is like comfort.
Yeah, the couch, that was getting out of control. I was, I ended up getting to a point where I couldn't get up. I was like, yeah, what did I say the first time? I was like, yeah, I'm going to take a shower. I'm getting up.
Yeah, you're like, I promise I'm going to get up because, like, you had to leave in, like, an hour. Like, I promise I'm going to get up. I promise. I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'm not trying to rush you out. Like, you're good. You do you.
Look, I was trying to psych myself up to no avail, basically.
Basically, he just loves my couch. It's really comfy.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is a comfy couch.
Am I just going to have to pound this button all night long?
Hey, phrasing!
Well, one of the things that was so funny is that, you know, Kat and I have talked about so much, you know, obviously off air. And we were talking about just a lot of things. And one of the major ones was just, you know, chemistry. When I'm like, yo, Kat, have you noticed? And, you know, I talked about this even in tonight's episode. That'll be released before this one, where I said, look, how many people, when you start to really think about it, are they even good company, right? You know what I mean? Like, are they really good company? Are they, you know, do they offer like genuinely good companionship? Because you and I have talked about certain people, even if you're cool with them, they exhaust you, right? Like, you're kind of like, oh, it was so good to see them, but oh, God, it's kind of, I'm glad they're gone in less than 48 hours, right? Like, you just kind of get exhausted, right? Like, they're just exhausting. And there we are, chilling, cracking jokes, gaming, me mocking you for playing Ring Fit Adventure. Thanks, Nick, for letting me borrow your game, because mine is still with the sub. But there's all these little things, right? There's just like little things. And like, you can't, and I've always told guys this, you can't fake chemistry, right? You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest things about the chemistry was the ability to be in a room and never get tired of each other, and yet you still feel like you have space to just kind of like chill, and then it's like, and you just like go back and regroup, right, and start yapping again. The hours were getting out of control. I think the average time, what was the average bedtime?
I think it was around 2.
Yeah, somewhere in that 2 area.
It may have been, maybe not always that, but I feel like it was around 2.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the we were, you know, between movies, watching like little shows here and there. Obviously, we got through all of Squid Game. Too bad, like, we can't do like a full breakdown, you know, because of course, you know, spoilers and all that, you know, that kind of sucks. It'd be fun to just kind of break down and go through, but you know how that sounds, like, oh man, I didn't see that, you know, so.
Well, then, but you making fun of me because I would like point something out. You're like, of course you noticed that.
You would. Yeah, yeah. As a general thing, one of the things I find funny is that when guys and gals watch the exact same thing, ladies tend to notice different things. And the very first thing that you notice is that I needed to watch Lamageddon upon entering, right?
Well, I didn't say you had to. It was just an option.
Well.
You enjoyed it.
The black dude in that, for those of you who don't know, there's a black dude in Lamageddon who literally changes shirts every scene. And you're like, wait, what? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, once someone points it out, you can't help but just laugh every scene he's in and then like notice it more and more. Like, dude, he changed shirts again.
Yeah.
Like, he'll literally like be in a scene, walk through a door, and he's wearing a different shirt.
Yep.
It's like, oh man, this is great. But you know, so the thing is that, like, you know, for the outside world who doesn't know, because, you know, they, you know, people have listened to me, they've seen me on the show, they've heard you, and you know, here we are into the first day of November. And what would you say is the best part about just like hanging out? Just, you know, just two people hanging out that, you know, the internet may not know. What would you say is the best part?
I think it was really just like the random conversations we'd be having, like while watching like either scary movies or like funny movies or like, or even like, or in between shows that we kind of did as like fillers or breaks, mm-hmm. you know, between the scary movies. I think it was just like the conversations like during that, it was just like really funny because it was never like super serious.
Well, you know, you and I talk about the fact that certain people, you know, especially people who may live in the state of Ohio, they want to hit you with something heavy, right? You're like, are you fucking serious, dude? Like, we can't just chill. Like, you know, I was talking to J-Love about this earlier, and of course, Nick and I have had this conversation. A lot of people in this modern day and age don't even know how to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Like, whether it's wokeness or, you know, there, you know, we have a lot of Debbie Downers. I don't know if you've noticed this, Kat, but there's more Debbie Downers now than any point that I can remember literally in my lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like self-loathing. Oh, what am I doing? It's so bleak. It's just like, you know, do something, right? Like, you just kind of look at these people like, hey, do you do anything? Because, you know, even something, and think about it, you know, we don't have to go out of the house. We don't have to spend money. We can literally just sit there and have a blast for days at a time. Like, all these people out there that say, like, you know, and we talked about this, right? When the lockdown first hit last year, right? Last March. You and I have discussed the horrible reality that a lot of people, whether it be men and or women, have faced, where they are stuck in a house with a person that they can't stand being around, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are sitting back chilling, you know, cracking a million and one jokes and having 4 million and one conversations and never running out of steam. I think that's something that I don't think really gets touched on enough, is that, like, your average person, man, you have a couple of conversations and you just have like that dead air, right? Like, yeah, cool. All right. And that's it, right? Like, you think about some of the people that you've come across in your life, you may have had a few conversations and that was literally it. Like, that was like the extent of your, I guess you could say, like, you know, your level of interest in the person, right? You're just kind of like, if you saw him, you know, you were still cordial, but it was just kind of like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Just, eh.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are just yapping about whatever. And, well, you know, go ahead.
No, so, we were just like, talking about like literally whatever and then making like funny jokes about like whatever it was we were watching, whether it was like a funny thing or like a breaker from like the horror stuff, or even just making jokes about the future horror stuff that you were going to make me watch. You know, like, it was always just like, it was just always fairly lighthearted and fairly funny. You know, it was never anything like really that serious outside of maybe whenever we were talking about like, oh, like, what are we going to eat? Like, that, honestly, what we were going to eat was maybe the most serious conversation me and you had the entire time.
Second most serious. The first most serious was the a la carte scene.
Oh, okay. No, that was not that serious because you talk about it. It was you admitted it was not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I just thought I was going to see like more thrusting. But yeah. It's not okay for a la carte. It's not okay for a la carte to get his cheeks clapped. That's unacceptable.
Yes, but it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, Koopa says I'm back in the bathrobe. This is honestly, Drex, this is the most comfortable thing I own right now.
Oh, you know, I haven't worn a bathrobe in so long. Nothing fits me right. You know what I'm saying? Like with sizes, they usually tend to go like wide, but they don't go like, because I have a V-shaped body, right? So my shoulders are broad, then my body goes like this in a V-shape, and nothing. And I have long arms, so it's like nothing's really tailored to me unless I have to go out and go get fitted for something, but. I'm glad you're able to wear that. Hell, I wish I had a damn bathrobe, especially a nice one. That looks nice.
Yeah, it's so soft.
I find it really funny that you can like claim to have long arms, yet I claim to have long legs, and that's somehow like false.
Wait, what's false?
The fact that I have long legs.
Your legs are like crazy long.
I know, but before you saw them, you were like, oh, you're just BSing.
Well, because I mean,
the legs go all the way up. Is the question the audience? No,
she has like she has anime legs. Like her, okay, I'll tell you what, her body does the anime look of like I'm trying to think who has like the longer legs. Like okay, Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop has like the very long legged body, right?
Come on, camera focus.
Wait, what is that? Anyway. Oh, Game of Thrones. Yeah, also, who's
Lannister,
the other one?
9-year log of Ulan.
I think Julia from Cowboy Bebop is the same way.
I don't know if you're a scotch drinker, Kat, but
I am.
What do you think of Lagavulin?
I've had it once. I don't hate it.
Is it a little too smoky for you?
It's just a little bit too strong. Yeah, maybe it's just smoky. Yeah. But like once I'm a girl, very so strange. Like I mean, I know that I'm not like exactly the target. But But I mean, I like it. It's just I can sip it. Basically, I can't like you know, I can't well, do I the mean, grown up. I can't do the grown up drinks. Hmm. I just need to sip it like a child.
I mean, Nick can do grown up drinks, but then he gets white girl wasted after three of them. So,
yeah.
Well, Nick's biggest problem is not eating properly during the day. The streams that Nick has struggled the most. I'll be over there and I'm like, dude, have you eaten anything? Like anything of substance? Like he'll like snack on something because he's dealing with kids all day. And it's like, dude, you gotta eat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like if the day that he did the stream with Ty Beard, the debate stream, he said the only thing he had eaten was potato cakes from Arby's. So think about that. Grease in your stomach, and then you down liquor with it, right? Hard liquor with grease. Worst possible scenario. Huh?
No, chocolate is the worst one to mix.
Oh, is it worse? Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, God, is it burn? It gives you heartburn from hell.
Ew.
Chocolate is, I don't know what's going on kind of, you know, chemically, but I don't know. Something about chocolate makes alcohol burn your stomach. Which is what's happening right now because I've been finishing off my Halloween snacks. You know what? I'm going to switch to, I have some chicken nuggets here left over from lunch today. So we're going to switch to that while I drink the Lagavulin, but
better you than me, sir.
Oh yeah. I got to Nick a bottle of, Alberta Premium, hopefully the cask strength, if I can find it.
Well, Kat and I have great experiences with fast food, better than probably anyone I've ever known.
Oh yeah. You have a story to tell, don't you?
I mean, Kat, you've been doing really great, right? I mean, you and I plus fast food equals success, right?
I mean, sure. That's one way to describe it, yeah.
So, Kat, how was the trip to Zaxby's? How'd that go for you? Was it a good trip?
I mean, the trip itself was fine. The result was not.
I mean, people are dying for you to elaborate.
I got onto you because you were using me as a prop in the drive-thru before we got our food. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
This sounds like not the story that I remember. I just remember sitting there.
You grabbed my leg. Whenever the lady was asking like what we had ordered.
I want to say I remember, but I don't think I remember any of that.
It happened. I remember it specifically because I was like, could you not have waited until after like they got our food order?
For a black man to blush.
Well, it was great. I told Kat about, you know, she had talked about in her earlier childhood and adolescence. She's like, no, I had friends that were, may have been German Shepherd pups. And I told her, I said, look, you got to understand. They never grow out of this. They always hate you. And so we hit the store. We hit the Zaxby's. The lady literally didn't even get any of the order right. Like we had to literally repeat. Because, you know, Kat, you think about what usually when you go through a drive-thru, they may have like forgotten like one piece of your order, right? Like, that one bit.
If they had just forgotten my chicken or just your bacon, I don't think we probably would have gone back.
Nope.
I think it would have just been like, oh, that sucks. Whatever. It was the fact it was both of our orders that they forgot something that was like really the main part of the order.
Yeah, main part. But here's what's crazy. It's after we repeated it. Because normally, you know, if you repeat something in an order, it's usually like you say an order. You say, I want a number 2. I want a number 4. You know, supersize it. And then, you know, whatever your drink is. And they're like, wait, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
And then we both had things that we didn't want on each of our orders. Yep. And neither one of those were on there. So they obviously listened to that part of it.
Yeah. They probably spit or peed in it. And here's what's hilarious is that it all came crashing down when, you know, I got that hand condition that like flipped and accidentally grabbed her thigh.
Oh, yeah. In the drive-thru. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's- so I accidentally grabbed a thigh.
I thought you were going for the stick shift in your car. In her car, and that you missed.
I mean, it was that too.
Yeah,
and the German Shepherd just couldn't handle it.
By the way, and, don't go into the Tyrone text. Roasting you there.
Well, one of the things that was so great though is that you know they get the order wrong. We didn't realize this till we had gotten back to her place.
Well,
right?
So, the only thing I thought that they had forgotten, like it's like Drek said, I guess at Nick's dream, it was the cookie. I was like, I didn't see or feel a cookie. So I was like, hey, like you might want to check that they have the cookie because I really didn't want to have to come back.
Yep.
Not that it would have been that big of a deal.
Yeah. If you forget a cookie, it's like one of those like, you know, hey, you know, next time you go there, like, hey, oh man, I had a cookie. You guys just didn't include it and it'll throw one in there. Right.
Yeah.
So I find the cookie at the bottom of the bag. Right. And I'm starting looking and like, and I think, yeah, that was our Squid Game break. Right.
Yeah.
We were in the home stretch of Squid Game.
Yeah, because we were like, we had like 2 episodes left. We're like, we're going on a food break so we don't fall asleep. Because we're having to read the entire time. So we're getting tired. So we're like, hey, let's take a break.
Isn't that exhausting?
It was so much. But it was so good. It was so good, but
It was good. Yeah, like even, okay, so that was our second night, right? And when we first started Squid Game.
Yeah, it was, that was our second night.
That just reading, like even that was like the very first episode. We got to episode 2 and I was like, damn, I'm tired. Like, I shouldn't be this
episode
tired.
Episode 2, I'm pretty sure that like we went to bed like pretty early that night.
Yep.
Because we were just reading. Like, because at that point we were both like laying down on the couch and just like, yeah, like we're both fading. And we also both cannot fit on this couch because you're ginormous. And so I was like, I'm just going to go to bed because, like, I can't watch another episode. Like,
it was something else. You all of a sudden get to that point where, you know, you're reading all these subtitles.
Well, and
it just
and
hits
trying,
you. You're like,
and you're,
oh.
Well, then you're also trying, me and you talked about this, and you're also trying to pay attention to, like, what's going on in the scene. Yep. So not only are you reading, you're trying to pay attention to what's going on, like, who's saying what. Like, it's so much more exhausting than people think it is.
Yeah.
And we're also
I would like
doing
to know like more
this,
people
like,
what they thought of that.
And we're also doing this like at the end of the day. I believe this was also after watching Halloween Kills.
Wait, hold on. Was it? Yeah, it was. You're right.
Yeah, that's when we started it. And so like we already watched like a really long movie. Well, not really long, but long enough. and it's not like super late, but it's fairly late. And yeah, then
by the time we got back, it was because first of all, here's the best thing about Halloween Kills. So Kat and I go to see the movie, right? I had already seen it. And I told her, I was like, oh yeah, you're going to love it. Michael Myers kills so many people in this, right? He's savage.
Oh.
We go to the theater. The start time, I can't make this up. The start time is 8:15.
We show up late.
We show up late. So yeah, we get, okay, by the time we get the tickets.
Oh, wait. Drek showed up late for something? Holy shit. Stop the presses. I'm shocked.
Well, I'm shocked, I tell you, Kat. Wasn't driving. In all fairness, he wasn't driving. I was. But we showed up late.
No, take it back. I think technically we were actually on time, remember?
Well,
we
maybe
made it on time, but by the time we got.
But we stopped, we ordered stuff from like the
concessions.
The concessions.
Then bathroom
and then,
break.
And then we both went to the bathroom, I think, before the movie started. And
it
then
it was an 8:15 show. We got in
like at 8:25.
So it was 8:21. I remember that. Oh. I remember looking at the thing. We get in. It was, is that right? Oh, 8:21.
It was probably about around there because there was still like 20 more minutes of
previews.
Commercials.
I've never seen this in my life. I've been in theaters where you get hit with like a when you get to like preview number 5, you're kind of like, are you serious? Like you kind of look around like,
you start booing. Right.
Yeah, you're sitting there because we actually, I kid you not. It was during the, I believe it was like the 5th preview. I actually looked at Kat and I was like, are we in the right theater? I pulled the tickets out because I'm like, because there was no one there. Like, okay, here's the thing. When you go to these theaters, it shows the seats that are blocked out because someone's in those seats, right? So you're like, okay, yeah, we got some seats blocked out. We walk in and Kat goes, are we alone? Are we the only people? And I'm like, where the hell? Even though it's clearly you're in the right theater, right? Because you look on the thing, it says Auditorium 2. You go in there, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, is the movie? It's the wrong reel.
It wasn't until you got your food because you'd ordered like a chicken sandwich or something.
Yep.
It wasn't until you got that. Yes, they had like a whole menu. It was
They had a menu, and now they have like. Unfortunately, she couldn't get her salad. That did disappoint me. But
I have been to movie theaters where you can order a pizza, but never like
food. Like, you could order pizza too, like food.
Yeah,
like,
it was insane the stuff you could order there.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta give that AMC some props. Even the dude started laughing.
You guys in the chat are killing me.
Uh oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that.
What are they saying?
Don't go there.
Just don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it.
Okay.
It was hilarious because we're in there, and I tell the guy who is the sales clerk, and we get the tickets and stuff. I was like, oh yeah, I get this Chipotle chicken melt or whatever, and I'm like, oh, do I got to walk over there and get it? He goes, no, man, we deliver it to you. I was like, damn. And popcorn was hot and fresh, right? Everything was right. We get the goods.
You didn't even have to add butter to it.
Yeah. So this is why I give this AMC props. This is just me like nerding out for a bit and just giving mad props to this AMC. Normally, this is what ends up happening. They give you the popcorn and they go like this, shift. Hey, man, you want butter? Yeah, put it in half and then, do it again. This was the only theater, and this could just because we're in Alabama, because people know better. Like, they know how to eat their popcorn. It was buttered and salted, right? Whereas up here, it's always like, dude, all right, butter half of it so I can salt.
You were looking for like the salt shaker.
Yeah. They had no salt shaker. So I'm like, oh, shit. So at first I was like, oh, God, this is going to suck, man. Because I'm used to having a salt shaker. And then I start eating. I'm like, damn. I'm like, this is the perfect popcorn. Everything was going well until I thought to myself, I think we might be in the wrong movie. And then they deliver the sandwich. I'm like, well, it's got to be me then, right? I'm not joking. I looked down at my phone. It was 8. You're right. I think we were, we were 5 minutes late, 6 minutes late. I looked down at my phone. It was 8:43 when the lights dimmed and Nicole Kidman's non-moving face came on the screen to tell you how happy that she is that we're back to the movies and welcome to AMC. I looked at her. I was like, these previews have been going on for literally half an hour. Tim, when have you ever gone to a movie theater and had half an hour of previews, ever?
I'm going to stop you at movie theater. Rex, I don't do those things. I don't watch movies. I don't know what part of that you don't get.
Oh, hush. Everybody's been to a theater. Well, I mean, luckily for us, we had no parental guidance to ruin our night of Squid Game and joke cracking and all of Kat's cold feet. And we end up in the
rubbing her feet, you weirdo.
Yeah, no, it's
look, I have ridiculously cold feet, okay?
All right. Stream's done. Episode canceled. We're going home, guys.
So Drax has developed a foot fetish. It's fine.
So she has ridiculously cold feet. I have the ridiculously hot butt. So now we have our saying of foot butt stuff. So the wild thing is that we're sitting
there's not enough liquor.
well, to go back to the Zaxby's thing though, right? I was telling Kat about how bad these German shepherds are and how much they hate her because you didn't tell the story about what happened the first time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, in fairness, we need to go back to like the first time this happened.
Yeah. Oh, that was bad.
I was taking you back to the airport. You were doing a nice thing for me because you know how much I hate it. You were like, hey, I'll take your trash out for you. So he had gathered up my trash, had it by the door. Like, he's like, hey, I'm going to take your trash out for you. I was like, oh my gosh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you. So he was carrying that with like his other stuff. And on the way down to the stairs, like you really can only like have like one person at a time, really, especially if they're carrying something. And the lady that lives the floor above me was coming up the same staircase, or she was going to like attempt to, but then she saw us, so she kind of like waited. So I was like, okay, well, then we'll just go down. But she did what Drax said. She kind of like did like the, you know, gauging of everything is like, what the mess is going on here?
You know, kind of like what everyone on the stream is doing right now.
I guess so. And
by the way, Drex, you're taking her trash out.
You might be a simp.
No, it was a nice gesture. It was a very sweet thing because he knows so how much I hate her.
She hates. Yeah. She absolutely hates taking out the trash. I'm like, really? Why is that a thing? And I'm like, oh well, I'll go
he
ahead and take
knows
out your trash.
Now though, why I hate taking it out?
Yeah, it is. It is tedious to go over there, and it was hilarious because Kat. Like, finally saw what I've been saying. I'm like, look, Kat, no white female truly has a black female friend. Trust me. It's literally impossible.
What was it? Because in this way, like, I would see her going up the staircase, and we'd always like, you know, hi, how's it going? You know, just pleasantries. And, like, nothing, like, we weren't, like, best friends or anything. But it was always just pleasantries.
You weren't banging?
It was. It was past tense, pleasantries. But then what happened, Kat? Why more pleasantries?
And then after she saw Drax, I didn't see her for another week, but I would hear her like going up a different stairwell and like going, it's like she would go up a different stairwell just to avoid me. And I'm like,
well, do your neighbors know what you do as a, for a living?
I'm going to say no.
No. Okay. Cause I was thinking like, oh, she brought one of her, she brought her homework home.
No.
Her OnlyFans. No, the thing that's crazy is that like the behavior changed. And I told her, I was like, look, when these people, this is the reason why when I talk about virtue signaling, they're always gonna say that they're cool with you, right? Oh no, Kat, we're cool. We're like best girlfriends. And then as soon as you remember what I've always said, all racism is competition over resources and the opposite sex, right? And it doesn't matter that Kat and I are just friends. We're cool. What matters is it's the appearance. They project what they believe. They interject what they believe is happening. Like, oh my God, he was smashing her all night. And now he's taking out the trash as she drives him to wherever he's driving. That's all her mind could figure out. It's the same thing that happened to Zaxby's where I had to, unfortunately, I had to use Kat and put her on display.
Yeah, unfortunately, you say that. I go back to you could have waited till we got in our food first.
So, Kat gets used as my social experiment prop.
Did you at least say, "Hey, watch this first"?
Nope.
No, nope. I we had like gotten all of our stuff. We had talked to like the appropriate people or whatever.
Yeah, this is after we circled back. This is after we got home.
And I turned around to talk to him about something. And that's when he just decided to like grab my butt.
Yep. I turned her to the German Shepherds, right? There was three of them. And I think you said you already saw some of the looks when we first came in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You already saw the looks. The same German Shepherd who got our entire order wrong was still smacking her lips and doing the.
Yeah. I turned to talk to you about something because we had just like kind of gotten everything kind of mildly settled.
And then.
And then you turn around and do that. And that's when they come back like, oh, yeah, we're out of everything you ordered.
Yeah. Yeah. No lie, Tim. They came back and said they're out of everything. Like, yeah, we ain't got nothing. They refunded us our money.
Yeah, take your money and get the fuck out of my store.
Take your money and get out. Like, and it's so funny because Kat gave me this look. She's like, oh, my God. Like, I mean, I knew you weren't lying, but.
Also, oh, my God, you just grabbed my butt in front of everyone before we got our food. It's like, even if we do get it, there's going to be, like, so much spit in there.
Well, okay, so in his defense, you've been talking nonstop about butter for the last 10 minutes in your popcorn. I think he needed a little extra on the side for his meal.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Yeah, she didn't eat any popcorn at all. I think I literally ate like the whole bucket.
I had maybe like one little taste of it.
One little kernel.
Yeah.
One of the things that I loved about it was that like I was always telling people, man, and I was talking to J-Love about this, and J-Love has mixed kids. She goes, I don't know where people get this idea that this doesn't exist. This whole like, no, I don't know what anyone's talking about. No, that was like in the 1950s. I'm like, bro, I don't know what reality you people live in. I was like, just give me an opportunity. Just give me an attractive, preferably skinny white girl. Or if she's thick, you know, if you have like a white girl with cake. So basically like, let's say you have like a hot black girl body on a white girl. They're like damn, because then they get more pissed. I'm like, damn, the white girl's got ass. They get pissed. So what ends up happening is Kat represents what they can never be. Skinny, attractive, her own natural hair, and with a big, huge black guy, right?
Hey, Kat, are you skinny attractive?
I mean, I'm not gonna counter that.
He's buttering you up right here. Oh, by the way, that fucking gif in the chat is I'm broken. Between you two and what they're doing in the chat, I'm done. This is a silly episode.
Koopa's got he's got the actual the butter. It was really hilarious because you have somebody that, you know, said the world will always see what they want to see. So when I'm saying, yo, I'm going to show you this to prove something, right? To prove a point. When have you ever heard of can't make this up, a chicken place saying, yeah, man, we're out. What do you mean we're out? What do you mean you're out, right? Like,
out of chicken and you're out of bacon. What?
Yeah. Hey, Tim, you go to Chick-fil-A and Chick-fil-A tells you that they're out of chicken. What would you say?
Let's go, Brandon.
you look around like, at first you're like, you're waiting for like a candid camera, right? Like, oh, I did one of these, like. Wait, are you serious? Yeah, bro. We ain't got nothing.
Gags right now. I know you used to.
Yeah, yeah. You were waiting for the cam, right? The hidden camera. Like America's Funniest Home Video.
Welcome to Tosh.0.
Yep.
You just got kicked in the balls.
Oh, it was great. And yeah, we go back and we finish up a Squid Game and we talk about Squid Game and we talk some more Squid Game. What was your take on the overall show without spoiling? What would you say? What was your take on that?
I thought it was really good, honestly. I think I really do appreciate like you did like the research to like figure out like how we needed to watch it.
Oh, did I tell you that Nick did it the wrong way?
Yeah, no, I heard
he watched it with dubs. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's bad.
And I can't imagine. I haven't seen that clip yet, but like based off everything like you were talking about, and I mean even what we were watching, it was a little bit off at times. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine like what the dub was like.
God awful.
But it was really good. So, the only thing I would say is like I think it probably needs like two watches. Like the first time where you're actually really reading everything, and the second time where you kind of know what's going on, and maybe you read, but you can like pay attention more to the scenes. That would be the only thing. Cause there were also times where I wasn't really paying attention and I would like, hey, Drax, like, what did they say right there?
Well, there's just so much going on. Well, one of the things that was fun is that, like, you know, as we finished Squid Game after dealing with the German Shepherd onslaught, right? And, you know, we ended up, ironically enough, we ended up seeing that same manager the next morning.
Yeah.
We ended up seeing him literally at Waffle House, which is across from Texas.
It was a guy.
Yeah, yeah, the dude. Yeah, yeah, it was the dude. The dude was the manager.
I don't know how you tell the difference.
Yeah, I know, right? They were strong faced. But yeah, none of the German Shepherds liked. They didn't like Cat at all. They had no chill.
Yeah. Well, dogs don't like cats in general.
Well, one of the things that I loved is that there's actually a topic that Cat and I have talked about. It's like one of these labels, right? We've talked about the labels that like gets attached to us. So Cat has gotten a label attached to her as racist. And I get a label attached to me as sexist, misogynist, chauvinist, right? And then you've said it yourself, Kat, you get to this point where, you know, you kind of get tired of defending yourself, right? Like when people call you racist with like no basis, you're just like, are you serious? Okay, yeah, whatever, man, right? You're just, yeah, whatever.
At this point in my life, I've just given up on like defending. I'm like, if you really do believe that, then that's what you're going to believe.
Yep.
Because there's nothing I can do to change your mind because there's nothing I've done to really provoke that. And if I have, well, then you haven't brought it to my attention in order either to correct or like maybe like it wasn't even like racist. Maybe you were just like perceiving it. I don't know. Because like I deal with a lot of different people and I just tend to just not care. I'm just like, look, I'm going to talk to you the way I talk to everyone. And I think, Drex, you've seen that. Like I talk to you the same way I talk to literally everyone.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious because I remember when you told me that, I kind of laughed because I was like, I know what it's like to be, have like, you know, labels attached to you when nothing could be further from the truth.
But it's just the easiest thing that people can like label you.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, well, you're a white chick, then you're obviously racist.
Obviously. Oh,
you're a black guy that's like not interested in like relationship, then you're obviously misogynistic.
Yep. You hate women.
Yeah.
You always say these horrible things about women and blah, blah, blah. And the funny thing is that, like, you know, we don't even need to spend 5 minutes around each other to laugh at the fact that I was like, if someone walked up to me and was like, did you know that she's racist? I would have laughed in their face because remember, Nick Riccata has gotten the same label, right? Mm-hmm. People call Nick racist. And I'm like, have these people? And they're always people who have never met the guy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If anyone who's ever met Nick would laugh at that, they're like, when I heard that, I just looked at him like,
right?
Yeah, look, I didn't know anything about the blackface drama until Nick first had me on his show. And I was like, wait, you mean way back in 05, the Halloween? He's like, yeah. He goes, dude, he goes, there's these people that no matter where I am, they always bring up that photo and start talking about Nick is racist. So when I came on Nick's show to defend Nick, it's the funniest thing in the world. Because this is where Kat and I had this, you know, it was like this really funny moment. Because I'm like, when people call Nick racist, right, and they have their pitchforks ready, and then I come to defend him, they're kind of like, this doesn't fit the narrative. And similarly, when someone calls Kat racist and I'm sitting there defending her, they're kind of like, well, shit, it can't be that. Okay, and then, you know, someone who comes after me. If someone comes, you know how these feminazis come after me, talk about, oh, Drex is a massage, and the simps mainly. Of course, it's the simps, right? Kat has spent enough time around me, and if someone was like, so Kat, I believe Drex is a chauvinistic, misogynist, sexist pig. What do you have to say about that?
Well, at least her feet has spent enough time around you.
Yes. But no, I would say like, that's definitely not the truth. I say, like, once again, like, it's not even like the fact that we even spent so much time together. It's like the little things whenever you have been here. You're like, I know how much you hate taking the trash out and I'm here as your guest. I'll take your trash out for you.
Like, no big deal.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, I don't care about that. That's not a big deal for me. I'll do that. It's like, okay. I mean, great. Like that, once again, like, not that I can't do it, but it was just, it's a really nice gesture. I don't think a misogynistic person would do that because they'd be like, oh, well, you're a grown ass woman. You can do it yourself, right? Like, yes, I can do it myself. I do it before you get here.
Right. Well, but, I mean, it's no different than, I mean, I go to Nick's house, take care of his kids. I'm sure, yeah. You know, like I wanted to have my daughter with Nick's kids, same thing.
I would never say that. Say you've always been like super sweet and very, I say like, once again, like we do pick fun at each other, but it's always in a very joking, fun manner. It's never mean spirited. It's always just like, okay, yeah. Like, but I would never call you misogynistic or sexist or anything like that.
Well, one of the things that is crazy is that we do have a group of people who are pushing for some real equality. And as you know, I love me some equality because I love woke. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard about this, but I think I sent you the video that Nick sent me. For those of you who don't know, there was a match, a cage fighting match in Poland. Mixed martial arts. A man versus a woman. Not a trans woman fighting a woman, but an actual dude fighting a chick. Hey, Tim, how do you think that match went?
Oh, I'm guessing she got her ass beat, and several lawsuits are likely to have been filed.
Probably. Now, the guys clearly won, right? I mean, and Kat and I talked about this. I'm like, I wish women would just admit that they're women and stop doing this whole, like, oh, no, I was like... Any dude, I think you said this even when you were wrestling with your own friend, and he literally just like instead of using like 10% strength, use 20. You're like, oh god, I have no chance. Like,
Jeremy, me.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, I know.
Why would he be talking about me?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to make sure. I shouldn't know. I don't know who. I don't know what all you guys talk about.
Well, it was funny because like, yeah, that's no, the thing.
There have been times where like he may have been using 10 or 20%. I don't really know what, but he wasn't using his full strength. That's for darn sure. And I ended up with like bruises on my arm for like 3 weeks. And it didn't hurt whenever he did it. It wasn't. It was just like that's just how much force. Like
he's restraining you, but move your arm
he wasn't doing anything like crazy. He was just like, I'm just trying to show you like how like someone like that was like breaking in like would like restrain you.
Yep.
And so he was grabbing like a part of my arm, which thankfully it wasn't like super visible, but yeah, like I mean, I had like a giant bruise, and he felt terrible about it afterwards. Whenever I showed him a picture of it, he was like, "Oh my gosh, like I'm so sorry. That's not at all what I was trying to do." I was like, "I know it wasn't. It's all good." I was like, "It doesn't hurt. It just looks gross."
Yep.
But I still couldn't even beat him, even in that. Like I've only been able to beat a guy maybe at 5%. Like mm-hmm. And that was only because I was able to like kind of do like. Get like weasel my way around them and do like a triangle choke, and that was the only reason I was able.
Yeah,
hey, Drex, you know how stocky I am. Do you think Kat could tackle me in an open field?
No chance, none, no chance. And that's the thing. Like the beauty of it is that like Kat not being one of the like woke tards. Like I talked. Here's what's funny. When Nick showed me the video, I was like, wait, did you show Lady Rackets? We go over and Lady Rackets just rolled her eyes like, what are you doing? Like, why are these people so stupid? Like, of course you're going to get slaughtered if you go against a grown man. Like, what do you think? Because
yeah.
Lady Rackets isn't stupid. She's not going to sit there and be like, oh, I'm just as strong as Nick. You can be a tough chick. You will get demolished going up against a man. Like, completely demolished. Like, 0% chance of winning. Literally, no chance.
Yeah.
And one of the good things that I liked about that was I'm watching the fight, and the part that really kind of annoyed me, honestly, actually kind of pissed me off, is it's the ref. The ref is the ultimate simp. This chick gets hit like twice in the face, right? And he immediately jumps in and stops the fight. Now, you and I both know, Tim, if this was same sex, whether it's two guys or two girls, the ref would not have stopped the fight after two punches. No chance.
This is MMA, right?
This is MMA. Yeah, yeah. Literally two punches. Like, two clean MMA. And then he jumps in.
Like, those are like sanctioned. Like, you can't face.
They'll like hammer fist. It's two guys, they'll be hammer fisting.
Oh, absolutely.
Before they stop the fight.
Yeah, it takes quite a bit. You have to
be out cold. Your hands are on the side, right? You're like twitching before they stop it.
Yeah, yeah. They very rarely in MMA is there a stoppage when a person is at least trying to defend themselves from a full mount. Ground and pound. This one, the dude, like he's basically like looking at Chick like, are you serious? And he's like, I guess I'm going to go in full mount. You can see, remember, so this, the girl that he was fighting was like an arm wrestling champ or something and a fitness instructor, right? The guy she's going against looked like a regular Joe. He, when I say he like moved her body with like no, with just relative ease. It looked like he wasn't even trying. He was just like this. Oh, let me just move your arm. Okay, you're still fighting. You're still okay. Let me just get on the mount. And then he's like this. Boom, boom, boom. And the guy just the ref jumps in and stops it. It's like, what did you think was gonna happen? And then the other one, this girl got hit. This is the funniest thing, Tim. She takes one hit to the face, a jab. Not a haymaker, a jab. She gets jabbed to the face and runs toward the cage like this with her hand out so she doesn't keep getting hit. And then eventually they stop the fight. I'm like, what are we doing?
In her defense, when normal people get jabbed in the face, it does fucking hurt.
Yeah, but remember, you're a fighter. Remember, you're stunning and brave. You can do anything a man can do and do it better and in heels.
She's an arm wrestling champ. She's not been hit. No,
this is a different chick. So the arm wrestling chick was a different one. That was the ground and pound. There were two intergender fights. Now, I've told Kat, as you know, I am pro-woke. I want this woke train to crash full speed, right? So the more woke, the better.
Oh, Zaxby's bullshit, but yes.
Oh, come on. Why is Zaxby's bullshit now? She's always roasted me about something.
It's because we hadn't even gotten her food yet.
Look, that's I was trying to help race relations. I was trying to help race relations.
No, you weren't.
And look, I was trying to get you some black friends.
No,
I was trying to get you some street cred.
No, you weren't. Don't lie to me.
No, Drex, clearly what happened is you had, you were in the wrong gear and you went to shift.
Someone just posted it. There's no vaccine for it. Yeah, so who is that? That is Simple Words, put it in the chat. Yeah, that's that arm wrestling chick. There's another one from the same event.
Yeah.
With another guy. And this is the thing. We talk about this kind of stuff, right? Kat and I are just sitting there looking at him like, this is what happens when stupidity reigns supreme, right? And, we're just, bringing up a whole multitude of topics. And one of the things that we talked about was, obviously this is, I did the relationship episode. And Kat knows a particular gentleman who the marriage sucked so bad that he would call another gentleman every night to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, you and I both know men don't tend to talk for long periods of time, right? It's like, hey, Tim, yo, what up? What up? Hey, man, I was wondering if you had this. Cool.
I said to text.
Yeah. Like a text or a call. Like, guys, like, the interactions with dudes, like if I were to call Nick right now, it would be probably over within 1 minute. It'd be like, yo, Nick, yeah. Yo, what up? Like, if there's some reason why I couldn't text.
Hey, Nick, I'll be at your house in an hour and a half.
Yep. Hey, man, you want me to pick you up something? Yeah, give me some canes. All right, cool, man. See you at 10. And then hang up the phone.
Well, even like I've talked to Drex about you, one of my like really good friends, it's also a guy. And me and him, like, we talked like for 15 minutes at a time, if that.
Does he play with your feet too?
No.
Just Drex? Drex is the only one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was established.
Yeah. He is that kink cornered.
Look, the ongoing foot butt stuff is definitely.
And here's it. Don't let him fool you, though. He enjoys it just as much.
Oh, hush. I was paid handsomely by her mom.
Oh, lies.
To do all this foot butt stuff.
Lies.
And.
Oh. Holy shit.
Well,
this is a roast Drexel life.
No. Okay, it's just all lies. He enjoys. Because my feet are cold, and so he's just like, "Oh, this is a new, whatever sensation." He enjoys it.
Do you try to put the toe in? Is that what you're up to? I mean, how does this work?
Of course, I was putting the toe in.
All right, guys, is this the same or worse than getting pegged? Let us know in the chat.
It's hilarious because, well, the thing is, like I was saying before, when Kat was talking about a particular guy. And I asked Kat, I said, Kat, what do you think about the fact that a guy would call his male buddy every night, right? And talk for around 2 hours. Like, what does that say about how bad his marriage situation is on both sides, right? Like, because, you know, we were talking about relationships, and I wanted to ask you about that. Like, what do you think about that? Like, if one of your male friends came to you saying, yeah, Kat, I talked to one of my male buddies, right? And, you know, my coworker, whatever, my colleague, and we like chat for 2 hours a night. If you're a female, how do you view that as a chick?
Well, I would think they'd probably be the similar way that you would see it, in the sense of, like, that's not, like, is it really common? Like, and I would say that really for any friend group that's an adult, because most people really just don't have, like, that much time to dedicate. Like, you have, like, those, like, short minutes that you really do dedicate, you know? And that's, like, the important aspect of it. So dedicating 2 hours or an hour is a lot of time. And so I would think that you would have to assume, like, they're really unhappy and they want to just be out of whatever situation, like, and it's just, this is a good out. And especially when there's two males, it's a little bit easier of an out. Cause, like, I have another male friend that you're aware of that, like, me and him talk every day, but Graham, we only talk for about 15 minutes, but he's married and he, like, can't talk to me whenever his wife's around, which I understand and I'm not mad about. But, you know, like, if two guys, they're talking for 2 hours, hot dog, he just wants out.
Yeah, that's a really bad relationship.
That friend that you're referring to, that's what he was doing. He was just like, I just want to, like, okay, this is a great excuse for me to get out of anything.
I got a phone call. Like,
yeah, it's like, I'm just going to step outside for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Like, literally outside. This is not like a different room, not a garage. Like, this is outside.
I thought it was hilarious because I'm like, you know, Tim, we've talked about on this show about how bad a lot of relationships are, right? Because a lot of people, what they do is they put on a front, right? Oh, kids, get up here in front of the camera. We're going to take a family photo. Everything's fine. That's why, if you guys notice, in communities, a lot of times the little ecosystem that you're in, the people are shocked when the divorce hits, right? Like, oh my God, they're getting divorced. They seem so happy. And yet, if you were to ask the people who live under that roof, hey man, how was it? Kat was, you know, so Kat, I always give a shout out to my man Shaftesbury because he's pure comedy. We were talking about this with dudes on the down low, right? And people used to always call me crazy because I kept getting more and more intel from women about there's a lot of dudes out here that are out here looking to get bunker busted or do some other stuff. You described a story that I thought was hilarious where a guy got with a beauty pageant winner, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious because, like, it goes to show you, like, you can't suppress the gay. Well, we were at Waffle House, and Kat tells me the story of this guy. And I was like, this is a great story because, you know, you don't have to dox anybody. Because it's like, so Kat, explain, like, the basic gist of what happened with this guy who is married to a literal beauty queen.
All right, so I don't know the exact full story, but from what I know of it, it's this guy that I know. He's gay now, but he was married to a female before. And so I think I asked a family friend. I was like, hey, like, can you, like, explain this to me? Like, cause I'm not really sure about the whole story about before. Like, I get why he's gay now, because honestly, I'm shocked that he ever was in the closet. And they were like, yeah, well, he was dating a Miss Alabama, Miss something another, Miss, you know, it was a Miss whatever it was. He was dating her. They ended up getting married because she kind of got old enough that she couldn't compete in the Misses anymore. And she had to go to the Misses. And so he would, like, help her with, like, her costumes, her makeup, her hair, all of that stuff. And I'm like, hold on a second. Is this the same guy? Because, like, I know, like, I've known him the entire time. And ever since I met him the first time, I pretty much could assume he was gay. Which, once there's nothing wrong with that. He's in a very strong, healthy relationship now, but with the other guy. But I was just like, but he was married? Like, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I guess if you're going to marry someone, like, that makes sense. Like, if you're, like, ish. But also, what?
Yeah, but yeah, no, marrying. Oh, go ahead.
It was just one of those, like, really weird things where I'm like, apparently, like, no one knew that he was gay up until they got divorced. And I'm like, hold on. You're telling me no one picked up on this? Not a single person. I can look at him and figure it out.
Do you think that there's just people, especially in the South, that just have this sense of deniability? Like,
maybe.
Well, he's married, so that means he's straight.
Here's the thing. I didn't even tell you this, Drex. The guy wears shorter shorts than I do. And you've seen
the shortest shorts I've ever seen, ever.
I don't wear the shortest shorts. They just look short on me because I have really long legs.
That could be true, too. But I think it's a combination of both.
Well, whatever. He wears shorts shorter than mine. So let that sink in for a hot second.
Ugh. I mean, you got to have balls poking out at that point.
Yeah, yeah. They really got to be nut huggers then because her shorts are short.
And that they're not.
Ooh. Ooh. Well,
there's a designer store in the town that he lives in. He shops in the women's section.
Oh. Oof.
So the shirts are tighter. The shorts are short, or tighter and shorter.
I just think the whole thing is wild because, you know, you and I have talked a lot about just, you know, certain relationship stuff. And of course, the first time I came there, I was like, you know, Kat, you know, here's some things to consider because, you know, I think about this, the need for having women to have marriageable traits, right? Like, you know, have your grandma's cookbook, blah, blah, blah. And like, what would you say to women out there? You know, and also obviously to vet, because you know what woman wants to marry a dude who's you know, in the closet, and then as soon as he helps her get dressed, he's like, oh, by the way, I like the D.
God damn it, chat.
What did they do?
Also, I'm thinking this guy might have been part of the Sella Scouts in Rhodesia.
So Jack, what your question was, like, what would be my advice?
Yeah, like, because yeah, there are women out there who are gonna say, well, hey, well, Kat, what about marriageable traits? Like, because, you know, you and I have talked about that, right? Having the right marriageable traits. And I think
there's a difference between marriageable traits and feminine traits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because here's the thing. I don't think you taking the trash out is really a sip move, nor do I think it's like a feminine or masculine trait. I think it's a trait, maybe a masculine trait in the sense of, like, you knew that it's something I absolutely hated doing. And like, oh, you're staying here, you know, on my couch. And like, you know, it's just a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think that guys can have like some opinion on like what you're wearing. But when they like get into like, if they know more than you do.
Like, about makeup. Fabrics and makeups and all that kind of stuff.
If they know just as much. Like, I think it's okay for some guys to know, like, a little bit, because, like, in some regards, like, they might, just because they're around it, they might know more about it. But if they know just as much or more than you do about makeup, and, like, you're not, like, that kind of person, maybe just, like, take a second glance and be like,
romantic. Both. Well, I mean, like, you know, you see like the nature of dating culture right now, as bad as it may be, just, you know, the quality of guys who are on the market, the quality of girls who are on the market. Where do you see all of this going?
I don't know. I don't see it going very well, but I think that has a lot to do with the fact that guys don't have a lot of incentive to get involved. And girls are all about me too, but also like, but we're women and we need to be wined and dined. We need to, you know, we want our doors open for us, but also we can open our own doors. There's a little bit of like that double-edged sword there that I don't think that they understand.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, sometimes things are just a nice gesture. Like, just suck it up and be like, thank you for opening the door for me. I don't know.
Well, yeah, instead of competing. Well, the reason why I say that is, you know, you and I talked the other day about one of the issues that I keep hearing from a lot of women is this feminized male, right? And you go on a date and guys are like, okay, yeah, whatever you say, I'm going to agree with you.
Oh, yeah, me and you talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what is your take on that? Because like, from what it sounds like, I keep hearing this from women, is that like, that's basically the kind of guy that's out there is basically just F-boys, right? Like, either guys are trying to get in, or these guys were always like agreeing with literally everything. You said it yourself. You did a shit test on somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna reference. Was like, it's like I've done a shit test on somebody before where I just said something completely ridiculous, and they agreed with me. And I was just like, you're not actually listening. Like, if that's, because like, Wednesday, like, what I said was stupid. And I knew it was stupid. That's the point. Like, that's the reason why I said it. I was kind of like, Wednesday, doing the shit test, like, if you're actually listening or if you're just going to agree with me no matter what I say. Which is also, like, even, let's say I had a good point. I don't always want someone to just agree with me. I think that's why me and you have such a fun time together. And so, like, well, for the most part, we might agree. There is, like, a lot of fun disagreement.
Yep.
No, I disagree with that, Kat. I want someone to agree with me all the time.
Well, people who end up in that boat, they tend to be, you know, extreme narcissists, right? Like, I'm always right, and you need to agree. And it's like, you know, when you don't have any pushback, like, you think about, you know, our conversations. What if we agreed on literally everything? Like, hey, who do you think is going to win this game? This, for this reason. And then, like, that, wouldn't that end every conversation? Like, you just kind of like,
Well, it's like when you made fun of me for whenever I made the comment, I was doing my NFL picks on Sunday. And I made the comment about the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my God, Nick. Kat is picking her in NFL picks. And yep. She just said that the Lions aren't good this season.
Yeah. Hey, like, Tim, this season.
Yeah. She's like, that, and it was funny and it was obviously warranted, I guess. But, you know, but like, that's something that's fine. Like, it's not like, we don't always have to like disagree like on like important stuff. I was like, cause I was just like, you know, Drex was talking to Nick or anyone else. And I just had me on the phone and I was like, oh, I'm doing my picks. Like, oh God, like the Lions, I don't like any of these. It's like, oh God, the Lions suck this season. And he's like, this season?
They suck every season.
Every season.
And that's
they're
what
Drex awful. Said.
Like, but it was funny. And like, but that's fine. Like, it's like, but Unzi, like we have disagreements, but like they're funny. And but like, because if everyone just disagrees with you, it gets boring. No one wants someone just to agree with you like every single percent of the time.
The Chiefs are leading the Giants 20-17. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and the Giants have no timeouts.
Ooh,
that's
field
tough.
Goal ties it. Jones just took a sack.
Oops.
Anyway,
oops. So, well, when it comes to sports, I mean, like, I think about, you know, even, you know, that's obviously your name, NCAA Cat. And we talk about sports, we talk about so many things, and you and I have said this when we were there, like, we have a wide range of things that we talk about, you know what I'm saying? And it's like...
Yeah, it's not just sports.
Yeah, we talk about, like, everything. And one of the things that I've noticed is that, like, I think that people need to do a better job of broadening like their topics, right? Because like,
yeah,
when you're gonna spend any amount of time with someone, I think that's the reason why a lot of people get exhausted, right? Because it's like you chill and it's like, hey, let's just have one topic. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter what the topic is. If you only had one topic, it would get old. You'd be like, eh.
Yeah. I will say that, but that me and you, we have ADD when it comes to topics. But also, I meant to bring this up actually earlier. You misrepresented whenever you were gonna leave earlier. Or maybe you misrepresented it to me.
Oh, wait, what did I do?
When you were on Nick's show, you said that you were going to leave, like, on, like, Wednesday morning or something like that.
No. So the plan was to leave Wednesday, period, right? Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to leave Wednesday.
Oh, were you?
I was like, probably, like, evening-ish, because like, I was planning on getting back Wednesday night. And then, like, once I saw that, like, you know, it was the same thing that happened last time, right, where...
Yeah.
All of the flights are, you know, American canceled, like, I think 20, I think they're, like, how many flights have they canceled now, Tim? Like over 2,000.
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Also, Giants turn it over on downs.
Chiefs, of course they did. Hey, game's over. Yeah. And so what ends up happening is once I saw that, I'm like, oh, it's another one of these shit shows, right?
Well,
just like
also,
what happened last time with Southwest.
Also, we hadn't watched it yet.
We hadn't watched it. So, yeah, I mean, I was like, I was going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll leave, you know, Thursday, like, you know, early afternoon. But once I saw, I was like, oh, it's another shit storm. I'm like, yeah, I'll leave at night. Yeah, because my schedule is usually pretty flexible in that regard. So it's like, and, you know, Kat and I talked about this. One of the defining moments, if you will, is that like departing a company that you actually like really enjoy being around. You know, it's the same feeling I get when I leave Nick's. It's like, you know, and his little one is always saying like, Uncle Drexel, I don't want you to go. It's like, you don't want to leave because you're always enjoying yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really like even that first trip, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I was there for like a day basically, and it's like you come in and you realize like that, you know, it's a good time, and like so few and far between now, most people just annoy you, so like you want them to leave, like, oh god, please let this person leave. So it's like,
yeah,
damn, like and the time goes quick, you know, because I came what, Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Think about it, Monday morning to Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Think about how fast that went, right?
I know it did. It's and it was very enjoyable. I will say, it's like, I do understand, like there is like that, like, because, and I told you this before, like, I've been around people that like other friends that I absolutely love, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. But after 48 hours, I'm over.
No, that's actually a real thing. When you were growing up, did you ever have to spend an extended time at a friend's house for a sleepover, like 2 weeks plus?
Never.
Okay, never. Well, I had to do that. I had to do that when I was in high school. And we were pretty good buddies, but you spend 2 weeks living together and you're just different enough that you start getting on each other's nerves. You're pissing each other off, right? And I'm glad, because the circumstances were actually pretty bad for why we had to do that. But anyways, we were there for a month at his place.
Damn.
But in the middle of that, he went off to Bible camp or something. I don't know. I'm not a religious guy. So he went off to Bible camp and I just kind of stayed at, cause my whole family was there. It was my mother, my sisters, and us staying at, our parents were friends.
Oh, I see.
Right. And then, you know, both families have sons the same age. We were friends.
Yep.
So
yeah
play cousins. Your mama's best friend, kids. Play cousins.
But we had to stay there for a month because of reasons. And after 2 weeks, we were fucking sick of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to get sick of Kat.
I know. He's trying really hard.
I've been trying hard. She steals my clothes.
I didn't steal any of your clothes. My cow ate your hat. That's all.
Oh, did you get to see her pussy?
Oh, her kitty cat. Yeah, her cat ran. What is your cat's name? Scar.
Yeah, Scar.
Yeah, oh, that's Scar. A sweet name for a cat.
No, but it's short for Scarlet, and I actually thought it was Scar after like the Lion King, and I was like, oh,
I thought the same thing.
That's what I found. Like, oh, so. You know, when we talk about, you know, just the amount of people that we're around, man, it's like most people you kind of get sick of. And it's like, because usually you can kind of see after, I would argue, you're right. I think after 48 hours, you can tend to see what personality trait about someone is going to kind of annoy you, right?
Yeah.
And then we're at hour 24, 48, 72, 96. And it's like, where's the hate?
Yeah,
what's the annoyance?
Yes, it really wasn't. Like, outside of like a couple of things that we were just joking about, there really wasn't any hate.
Yep.
Because I did joking about like the Zaxby stuff. Like, because I was like, can you not just wait until we got our food first?
Zaxby's.
Well, you had to change gears. That's like, clearly that's what happened.
Yeah, we got, I mean, I ended up letting her play Ring Fit Adventure, which was comedy, because the game is just torture. It's pure torture. And anytime you see anyone, for all those out there who listen to this, if you have a Switch and Ring Fit Adventure is available in your town, go get Ring Fit Adventure, whether it's for fitness or for like the adventure games. The game is a blast. And the best part about the game is to look at someone else suffer, because.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kat, would you define any part of Ring Fit Adventure as fun?
No, none of it. Zero.
Oh my god, now they're doing Brokeback Mountain stuff in the chat. You guys are too much.
Oh god, the chat is always something.
They're on fire tonight.
Oh man. Is that, yeah, it's all, I don't know where Koopa gets all the gifts. Just be grateful we don't have a woo in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
that's something that Kat would appreciate. Being that it reminds her of John Hamm.
Don't tease me.
Oh God, you already know where that's going. It's One of the things that Kat did introduce me to, this is a shout out to everybody in Alabama.
It was apparently foot play.
Yeah.
he has a foot fetish. I want everyone to know that. He has a foot fetish now.
Look. It's not my fault that someone tries to get into all this this foot fetish porn stuff. I'm not going to mention any names.
I haven't tried to get into anything. I asked you, I was like, hey, my feet are cold. Can I put them under your tush? And you said yes. And then now all of a sudden, that's like what you asked for.
I didn't ask for it. I just said, like, oh, I mean, if you wouldn't mind putting them back and just wiggling your toes.
You do ask for it. Don't even lie.
Is Drexel about the hashtag me too? No, Drex, you were asking for it.
Yeah.
He was asking. He's like, where are those feet?
Well, so she introduced me to something. I think I want to say, was it your mom that got it? Was Buffalo Rock?
You introduced ginger ale. Drex to your mom.
Oh yeah, my mom got it for me. But yes, Buffalo Rock ginger ale.
Yeah, for those of you in the Alabama area, I think it's made there, right? Is that
Yeah, it's made in Alabama.
Oh, so when it comes to ginger ale, there's different types, right? There's like the sweet ginger ale. There's like the very bubbly kind. This one is more of it's spicy, right? So it's very spicy. So it's like, I was like, whoa, damn. Like you literally drink it, you sip it, and you're like, oh, it literally is like tickling your throat with spice. You're like, oh, damn, that's spicy. And
wow, it's like, hey, phrasing.
So it was great. One of the things that I did find funny was Kat and I had this discussion about the very nature of friendship and how it's perceived by the outside world, because your mom had a very what's the word we'd use to ask about my arrivals. What are we going to use to describe
that,
Kat?
Oh my God, you guys. Holy shit.
Your mom was she was prying.
She had questions.
Wait, I think she asked to meet. Is that right? Like, why isn't he coming here or something? I think, did she say that? I can't remember.
I don't remember. She may have. I don't know. I tend to ignore a lot of stuff she says, so.
Oof.
But, yeah, that's a possibility. I know that my dad said that he wanted you to know that he's not afraid to go to prison.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know anything about it other than like, he just had heard that had a friend from Minnesota.
Oh, don't forget Montana, remember?
Oh, yeah, he said Montana. But
yeah, yeah, then you had to correct him, and it was Minnesota. It was it was funny because Kat is telling me about her mom, and her mom, I guess, was like really – this is what all moms do because my mom would do the same thing, right? They have to like know stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you just say, oh, hey, yeah, my friend's coming from out of town, well, who is his friend? How long have you known him? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. Where'd you meet him? It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. No, she had all those questions, and she was like, well, what does he do? What, you know, and I'm like, I told her.
I met him on the internet.
Yeah, no, I told her that, and she was like.
Yeah, you know what? You should have sold your mom on the fact that I am a misogynistic asshole and blah, blah, blah. Like, why are you meeting with him then?
Suddenly, mom slides into your DMs.
Yeah.
No, that would require my mom to do any social media, period. But
I just thought it was funny. When you told me about that, it was like, what? Like, where did that come from?
She was just like, because, oh, she thought it was the other friend that me and you talk about all the time that you think is gay.
Oh, yeah, that one.
She thought it was him. That when I said I had to do like a YouTube, she's like, oh, I thought it was weird when you said it was him. She's like, oh, so it's the other one. I was like, yeah. I can have multiple friends that are guys.
No. What do you think about that? What do you think about the very nature of that? Because you and I have talked about that, and I've talked to J Love about this. Because you know, I have told you, I confess that one of the main reasons why I left dating forever was because I would always get grilled on my female friends, and you know, like, oh, you must be smashing this person. You must be smashing J-Love. And they would just go down the list. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
I have gotten messages from family members, like, on my birthday. Because I had the friend I was referring to earlier. he sent me like a really sweet happy birthday message on my Facebook page. And a family member sent me a message later on that evening and was like, he called me and was like, hey, what's up with so-and-so? Like, he's married. Why is he like sending you this? I'm like, because we're friends? He's like, yeah. Are you sleeping with him? I was like, no. I was like, he's married and he has like, I'm closer to his kids' age. Like, we work together. We're really good friends. And, you know, like, that's it. It's.
What do you think that says about?
It is a fair question to ask because I do want to know these things.
Well, here's the thing that I told Kat, like, what do you think that says about our society and just the people that it's inconceivable, right? For them to be like, when I say I went to go see Kat and we were hanging out doing a movie marathon, right? It is inconceivable to the normies that like all we did was watch movies, cracked jokes, went out to eat, maybe a hand on the ass that I had to use you for a social experiment. But like they can't imagine like, well, what else was going on? Like their brain always reverts to that.
Okay, Drex, come on. All right, you got hand on the ass, you got foot play. You did everything except that.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, well,
I don't even know if that's true yet. You know what, I'm going to ask you. Did you play with Kat while you were there?
No.
Only the foot butt stuff.
Okay, good. This is how you get to the bottom of it. The reason people ask or they speculate is because you're never up front with anyone. Everyone fucking lies. Everyone's a liar.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Every time that I, this is the irony. I tell the truth and people think I'm lying, right? Because I always, you know, joke about that when I'm on Nick's show.
If you said nothing happened, then nothing happened. I'll take you at your word.
But. Yeah. One of the things that makes it funny though, is that like, I've told Kat this, I said, you know, and she always says, Kat said, Drex, I knew you weren't lying, but, and then like, you know, you see something or something happened. I've actually had people who have emailed me this, right? They'll say, you know, hey, you know, there was actually someone on Nick's show that said, it was in the comments section I saw, I was replying to someone else, but it was like, I honestly didn't like Drex at first because I thought his views were extreme, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, but then I started seeing the things he was talking about. I was like, dude, I'm not making any of this up. It's like when you and I, Tim, talk about what's in your girl's phone, right? And then someone goes, no, man, you're lying. It's not like that. And then they find out what's in their girl's phone. And then they want to come to us being like, oh my God, you were right. It's like, well, of course we were right. Like, what do you want us to say? And, you know, and I talked to Kat about that. And I said, it's so funny because, you know, we're going to end up doing, we do our next movie marathon, crime movies. We're going to take a couple of breaks and watch, you know, some, you know, rom-com stuff like When Harry Met Sally, which is a great movie. Yeah. And that's one of the main questions of the movie, right? The main point.
That's what I was going to bring up actually next was like, you know, like the whole idea like of can men and women just be friends?
Mm.
Most people can't accept it. I've always said that that's true. And I've said this from way back in the day. It always went against me, though, because I've always told you guys, I preferred all my life to be around women over men. And the main reason for that is the fact that with dudes were always cool, and then they would always backstab me. The only guy I can say, other than like a couple of guys I knew even before Nick Riccata, Nick was the only guy who never backed up. What was Nick going to, because we never competed over the same goal, right? So a lot of dudes, like you saw, you know, bitch may cue, these dudes will flip at the drop of a hat, just like that, and all over a female, right? Or female validation. I'm thinking to myself, wait, bro, like you're going to stab me in the back over this? Like, so when you deal with that enough, I had dudes who are in my own circle who were back talking me to my girl that I was with at the time, like, oh yeah, man, Drex is at the mall talking to other girls. And this is back in the 90s, right? When you still were at the mall. And here's the irony, Tim. I was approached at the mall multiple times. I was telling the girls I was taken. I was in a relationship, right? So to the naked eye, just like I'm talking to a girl. I'm like, yeah, for 2 seconds, right? Like, yep. She approached me. She said something. Oh no, look, I'm taken. I got a girl. I'm just here, you know, because this is the Tekken Crew era, right? Where, you know, we're in the arcade all day and we take breaks from the arcade to go eat or whatever, right? So, and this goes back to what I was telling Kat. You're at this point now where, I mean, Kat, if you say Drex is coming back and we're going to watch movies, is that all you guys are doing? This is his third time there.
Yes, it's a perfectly legitimate question. Drex, do you not play with your friends?
No. No.
Yes, we do.
Wait, right? I thought
the
you
word,
said...
The word play changes depending on context, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, when you say play with
Did
friends,
you
I thought
and
you...
Nick not play together, right?
I mean, that sounds kind of
gay.
Switch. But in this... Hey,
phrasing!
Yeah, it always depends on the context, but...
Hey, could you not play with a girl?
Yeah, I mean, what were Kat and I doing? We were playing Crash Bandicoot.
Mm-hmm.
I showed her Smash.
Did you show her some Smash or yeah, Smash?
So,
but no, it's a legitimate question, right? And if you answer, well, it's none of your fucking business. Okay, the answer is yes.
Yeah. If a guy gets defensive, that usually turns out to be. But...
Yes, there's nothing like that going on. Like, we're there.
What
the hell
is that?
Uh-oh. Someone probably posted something naughty.
No, but like me and him are really just like we're just hanging out. Like he sleeps on my couch because he actually likes my couch. So I tried to sleep on the couch and like offer him my bed, and because I'm a nice hostess, and he was like, "No, your couch is like the best thing on the planet. I'm staying here." I was like, "Okay." So that's where like he sleeps on my couch. I go to my bedroom, and you know,
Kat. You don't want to see.
You don't even want to see what they just posted.
I've already seen it, and I'm not even mad at it.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm not even mad at it though, because Crash Bandicoot, anything I'm in for.
Are you into that?
But Crash Bandicoot. Okay, I'm into anything Crash Bandicoot.
You were playing the Crash Remastered, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you play Spyro?
No.
No.
I played the demo that used to be on like a Crash Warped or the second one. Whichever one the demo was on, the Spyro demo was on. I played the demo, but I never actually played.
That
Spyro.
Was the Konami code that unlocked that, Drex. You remember Crash
Warped,
right?
Oh, well, here's the thing. I was aware of these games. You gotta remember when Crash came out, I just wasn't playing platformers very often back then because Crash came out in the mid 90s, right? I got a PlayStation.
Like that, yeah.
So here's the thing.
The
when I got a PlayStation,
I ever owned.
Oh, was it? No. Here's the thing. I was like
it,
the commercials.
We got it for Christmas along with the PS1.
Oh yeah, dude. Crash was like here's the thing. Crash was a legitimate mascot. You know, in the early days of PlayStation, when you thought, you know, PlayStation, you're like, oh, Crash is their mascot. Mario's the Nintendo mascot. Sonic is Sega's mascot, right? And if you go to, you know, TurboGrafx-16 with Bonk, right? So, you know, in those days when Crash was coming out, right, I respected the Crash games, but, like, I didn't play them because I was playing stuff like, you know, the Resident Evil games because that's just what I was on at that time, right? And I always was curious about the Crash games. So, like, when I ended up having a daughter and, you know, getting games for her to play, and I remember going, like, oh, yeah, she would like the Crash games. So I got Crash Remastered on PS4. And then, you know, she's playing it and just she, because my daughter likes Sonic, she likes Crash, she plays Mario, she'll just play a platformer, right?
I think she likes Spyro too.
I bet she would. Yeah, if you,
oh, God Spyro damn it, there's Lady D.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait someone for put, her to show up.
Lady D always shows up. And what?
God,
that's so awful.
These people simp for Lady D so
The Lady D simping is out of simp. Well, one of the things that's great though is that, like, when Kat and I were talking just games. Oh, God, I'll get Conker's Bad Fur Day. Well, Kat and I were talking video games and stuff, right? And one of the things that people remember the most is that she said, you know, when she was growing up, just, you know, trading off on certain parts of a game, right? Like, she ended up getting stuck on the part that my daughter got stuck on, the stupid ice level, right?
Yep.
Which the jumps are stupid, like they're hard for no reason, just because the controls get wonky, right? Like your controls is slightly off.
Yeah.
It's like you have like this input lag, so it's like, oh, it's like this part is a lot harder than it should be, and there's a lot going on. And I remember my daughter getting frustrated, and she handed me the controller. So then I'm not joking. I think you literally handed me the controller at the exact same part. Like, this part is so stupid. I keep dying.
Well, because here's the thing. you were taking a nap and you were waking up laughing at me, dying because I kept saying motherfucker.
Yep. How many times did you die anyway? Because I mean, it was a ludicrous amount.
A lot.
You had 60 lives. It was down to 20 by the time.
Yeah,
you're like, I died a lot.
I mean, it was like, what's funny though is that like you can see where it's going to happen. Because it is a cheap death.
I know. That's the thing. That's what kept taking me off.
You know what's
going to
happen. Yeah.
Like, that's what kept taking me off. I was like, I'm not even hitting that. But somehow I'm hitting it. And, ugh. Anyways, so, yeah.
That's the best.
You know, I kept yelling. I died a bunch of times. I kept yelling, motherfucker. And you were kind of like waking up. And I was like, I need you to take over for me. Like, I need you to do this one level for me. Not even that I knew you could do it or not. Like, I had no idea. It was just more of like, I can't do it. Like, I'm over this freaking level.
I noticed the commonality in all these stories is that Drex takes a lot of naps.
Yeah,
no,
he does.
It's the couch.
And so he loves my couch.
I just, like, so I sit down on the couch, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And she'll say something. I'm like, nah, you're good. You can take your time. And then I just go like this.
No,
I drift off.
And every now over. And again, like, I'm like, hey, I'm getting up. Like, so like that way he can like stretch out. It's like, hey, I gotta do a couple of things. Like, I can see you're going to sleep. I'm gonna get up and do a couple of things.
Oh man.
The couch
right,
is unfair.
Let's wrap this up. Used to. We've been going almost 2 hours.
All right. Well, she can send foot pics in the private DMs and these guys.
That's just for you, Drex.
Hey, Drex, $20 to leak those.
Look, Kat, we're starting your OnlyFans career tonight with the they're gonna do like some slow mo foot.
I don't
picks.
Know that my foot picks are like that great. It's just more of like it's just like the fact that they're cold. It's like it was like the best part of our friendship starting like in the realest way ever was be like us being up at like 3 a.m. being like, hey, my feet are cold. Can I put them on your butt?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, here's the thing. One of the things that I would like to get you guys out of here with is that for Kat to have the racist label and for me to have the misogynist label, we have actually achieved something that no one has actually achieved before. We have hit a new record in longest phone conversation.
Oh, God, we have.
What was our record?
Phone call or in person?
Okay, in person was 12 hours straight.
No, in person was 14.
Wait, no, that was the phone, right? Wait, hold on.
Oh, maybe that was the phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of them was
okay.
14 and one of them was 12.
Yeah. In person, 12 hours straight without a break.
Yeah.
And then the yapping on the phone, 14-hour phone conversation. It was the day that my mom had to use my car.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we're sorry. Like, you know, you're going through your day. You're playing Smash. You're going doing this. You're looking at that. You're looking at whatever. And I will never forget this. I look and I'm like, how long have we been talking? Because you literally saw an entire day go by, right? Like the whole thing. I'm like, wait, when I called you, like that was the morning. It went literally from whatever that time was, morning, to that same time, night, but then past that. I think we talked to like 9 a.m., like 9:30.
It was something like, because it was a lot early. I wasn't expecting you to call me that early.
Yeah, because my mom had to use the car, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I'll call Kat and see what's up. And the next thing you know, it was like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So wait, did you guys meet through Rikada?
Yep.
Yeah.
How did Kat get onto Rikada's show?
I messaged him about the degeneracy in college athletics recruiting.
And that was a friendship made to be.
Well, I messaged him and Drex happened to be on the stream and
yeah, he happened to be there. I remember seeing the stream where you were on.
Yeah, so it was like right before that. Like it was like the same week. And it was like, hey, hold on, I have something like Drex you might be interested in. Like this girl says like she used to recruit for college. So like, you know.
Yeah, Nick just gave me like a little backstory. He gave me like literally like 2 seconds of backstory and I was like, oh yeah, cool, because I mean, people know how I am. You know, if you ask me, oh, hey, Drex, like, you know, I'm gonna do a show with the guy that Nick just sent me a message about. There's a lawyer, and that's just how I am, right? I mean, if someone wants to talk, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Because Nick is the same way. Like, there have been people who have actually bashed Nick for some of his guests. I'm like, if you've ever met Nick, just like if you meet me, I don't care. Oh, there's a guy who wears a diaper who wants to come on. Let's do it. Right?
Yeah.
I came for the degeneracy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, watch that episode.
Yeah.
Did you know Drex was a spitter?
What? Oh, the water. Yeah, the water. Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know what that was referring to.
Oh, no, I was sitting there drinking.
The restart of that.
I was drinking my water bottle, and then
the diaper dude
starts making some creepy diaper comments of degeneracy. And it
he said he soils the diaper and then jerks off into it.
Yeah.
Well,
look, we can't all be winners, but the winners that we do have, everyone has their kink. No,
hey, Drex, at least you're not a furry.
Yeah, at least you're not a furry. As long as you're not a furry, you won at life.
But me and Drex really bonded over the fact that, like, of just the degeneracy within athletics, because he honestly humors me with a lot of my sports talk whenever me and him do talk. But, like, it was just happenstance. And it was honestly also over Sarah Fuller, the Tennessee kicker.
Yeah,
that was the first conversation we had.
I sent him a message, like, months afterwards when it came out with something with her. And I was like, hey, here's this. And then I also, like, put underneath, I was like, hey, by the way, this is NCAA Cat, you know, from Nick's stream. So, like, you know who I am. And, like, that was, and that's when the friendship just kind of, like, took off.
Yeah. Totally unexpected. It's like one of those like great unexpected, like, huh.
It was. Aren't all friendships, though?
Right. Well, that's what I said about Mama Vic. I always see in the chat when people are always shocked because, like, you know, when you see me on Nick's show, like, looking down, that's me, like, answering questions or, like, making comments. And you still see people just kind of having this thing like, dude, this is, like, the weirdest combination. It's kind of like the Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart thing, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you get along best with people who you wouldn't initially think so, right? Like and you know, Kat, I've told you this.
Hang on. Having listened to Mama Vic talk, I understand completely why you and her are friends.
Yeah, right?
There is no mystery.
Well, but that's the thing. You look at people and they would always think, like, you know, if, let's say someone sees Mama Vic and I out, you know, we're out and about, we're having lunch or something. From the outside, people would just be like, I don't get it. And that's similar to what Kat said. People look at someone's age, someone's ethnic group. So this is the reason why I always say this. These people are the real istaphobes, right? Ageist, racist, sexist, whatever. Like, it's them. Because why do you care so much that a person who has a huge age gap, they're sitting there eating and laughing together? Or people who are male, female, people who are whatever. Like, these people are, it's them. It's always been them. We were at Zaxby's. Kat and I didn't care about, you know, all the nonsense.
Okay, hold on. You did grab my butt.
Okay. Although, Drex, if I do see a big age gap, like, the internet has made me think the worst in all people. It's like,
yeah, PS5 secured. Ew. Yeah, it's a PS5 secured now.
Yeah. Like, the internet has made me believe the worst in everything. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to know the story. How did it end up like that?
Well, yeah, if someone just goes like, huh, this is an odd couple matching. Like here's the thing, that does make sense that someone would say that. But, like, I think that what we're referring to is, like, it's like that malicious kind of intent when they say it, right? Like, when we were at Zaxby's, Kat saw with her own eyes. That was malicious. In fact, we were leaving. I was leaving Alabama. And another German Shepherd. Oh, yeah, Kat. That's a story that we can say as we get out of here. Kat is taking me to the airport, right? This was this was Thursday, right? So yeah, this past Thursday. She's taking me to the airport, and this is after we got food to go, and I made her say that her favorite drink, which she loves saying, dude, if you guys want to get on Kat's good side, you just ask her to order. Nope. You just go, hey, Kat, what do you like to drink? What is your favorite drink?
Nope.
Yeah.
Just nope.
I know. I know what she likes to drink.
Oh, she likes something even better than that. She loves to say, I want an Arnold Palmer.
Nope.
She loves saying those two words more than any other set of words. And we go and get my Arnold Palmer, and we go and get my food from Chick-fil-A. We go across the street. I say, hey, I'm going to fill up your gas tank, right? Fill her up.
Hey, okay, no, Frazee.
The second one was better.
So I go to fill Cat up. I go to fill her up. We sit down, and it's like, okay, oh, what side is it on? You're like, oh, it's on that side. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, and in all fairness, like, you stay in the car and ate.
Yeah, I was eating for a quick second. I was like, oh, well, let me go throw this stuff away.
You know what the problem was with the German Shepherd?
Do tell.
It was besides when horrible offered, wig. It was when you offered me a bite, and she was in eyesight.
Oh, God, yeah.
You had a chicken sandwich and you were just like, hey, do you want a bite? And I was like, do you know what? Actually, like, I really wouldn't mind a bite. Like, because I'd already been eating like some of your fries.
Yep. And so, Tim, the way that you make a German Shepherd angry, right, is that you don't break off a piece. You take a bite and you go like this. Oh, you want a piece? And you make sure you get a chicken sandwich right up to her mouth. And she goes like this. Was it good for you? And then you go back. And she was livid. And then here's the craziest thing. This I didn't see. Kat tells me as we're leaving.
Was it good?
There was a black German simp.
The German Shepherd leaves.
Yep.
And another person pulls up in that same spot. You know, like on the other side of the, you know, the thingy majigger. And so, like, we kind of finish up. I see them, like, they don't really acknowledge me. But then I get in the car, and where they are, like, they look at us. And I'm talking to Drex, so I can see him, like, behind Drex. And so he's, like, checking us out and, like, has, like, some really weird looks on his face. I'm like, okay, like, that's weird. And so, anyways, like, we're getting ready to leave anyways. And then we get caught in this, like, really weird, like, where someone's coming, and so, like, we can't really go, so, like, they have to go out past first, and then we go, but, like, that same guy is, like, still staring the car down, and, like, he's still staring at, like, I'm talking to Drex, that's the only reason I'm seeing it, because if I wasn't talking to Drex, I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
But I see it, and I'm just like, that guy is really mad, and I don't really know why he's mad. Because, like, he just, you know, like, there's nothing, like, he didn't see anything. And he just saw the two of us in a car together.
That was enough. That was enough for hatred, not love. But, yeah, Kat, we'll get you out of here with that. Yeah, this is all about Alabama. This is Drex and Kat, you know, going to sweet home, Alabama.
Skipping down the hill together with a bucket of water.
Yeah, well, a bucket of Arnold Palmer. Can you say it for me, please?
No, I'm not going to say it. You're so mean. You're so mean.
Oh, the backstory with that. You're a trooper. You're a trooper. You love my trolling.
The reason he's saying is because he's heard me say it before, and I can't do it.
She butchers it like no other. Like, butchers it, and it's hilarious. It is
Arnold
the
Palmer?
Wait, say it again?
Arnold Palmer?
Say it faster.
Arnold Palmer.
Faster.
Arnold Palmer.
See?
Yeah, because all Canadians drop the D. Right? Arno. It's Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. So she, with her, it's the R. What she does to that, she literally takes the R and throws it through a wood chipper. And it comes out as some other sound coming out of her mouth, and it is pure comedy.
Arnold Palmer.
It just comes out as something else, and so we were at the Chick-fil-A.
I hate you.
Well, this is how much of a troll I am. This is how much I love Kat. When we go to the Chick-fil-A, and so Tim, this Chick-fil-A, they take your order standing up, right? So they walk up to your window and like with like a little. Yeah, they're efficient, right? So they walk up to your window with like the little thing, like, hey, what can I get you? And so I get the order, and she goes, oh, what do you want to drink? I will never get this.
Oh,
Kat
no,
looks over to me. I go, oh, says, I want a lemonade.
No,
wait.
He says, is it my favorite drink? And I said, oh, a lemonade. And he's like, no, the other one. And I'm like, motherfucker.
So she butchers it, as she always does. And so she starts hitting me, right? She goes like this, I hate you. And then I go, what? No lie. The girl comes back. She gets the order. Hey, what was your drink again?
Because they forgot it.
Okay, so Drex, how much did you pay her to do that?
Oh, God. I should have tipped her double. And so she pushes it again.
He ordered a milkshake as an extra side. That's what he wanted. So he got his milkshake, but they didn't bring the other drink. I was like, hey, like, we're missing our drink. Like, and I say our drink. It was his drink. But like, you know, we're missing the drink. And they're like, well, what was it? And I'm like, God damn it.
And I'm dying.
If I'm dying. Say fast enough in my Canadian accent, I'll just call it Arno.
Yep.
Arnold Palmer.
I dropped the D because
all Canadians I don't like you saying that so slow, Kat. You say that real slow.
I know, because I have to.
Yeah. Either that or we drop, Canadians always drop D's and ending T's, right? So we say the word out. But if you get a Canadian going fast enough, he'll just say out.
Yeah, see, yeah, I my issues with the R's, and that's what Drex finds hilarious.
I do. Well, how do you used to say sister?
Sister. That's how I used to say it.
That's great. But, I love
Arnold
it.
Arnold Palmer. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, no. Even Five Simple Words doesn't do it correctly. It's we do not put a T on that. It's like O-O-O-D is how we say the word out.
Yeah, you guys do some butchering, man. You guys do a lot of butchering with the language. But yeah, we yeah, I always got to poke fun. R's,
just speak French.
Right? I tell her these things.
Allez-vous français?
Oui.
Oui,
oui. You're awful.
je ne comprends pas. Répétez, s'il vous plaît.
Sucky dick.
And that's how we end the show.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for coming on. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming.
We'll see you next week. Stay frosty.
Stay toxic. Peace.